I'm joined here by the man of the match, Ethan O'Donnell. Ethan, that one was a bit of a battle.
Yeah, as everyone said to me already, and it'll be said all through the week, you know, it was a tight game, and it was always going to be pictured as a tight game. You know, everyone kind of thought that this would be the game that the upset would be in, but thankfully it didn't go like that, you know. But Glenswilly, everyone says they're a championship team, and they prove it year in, year out. You know, they do too well in the league, and they come in and put in a great performance there today, you know, and we just got the bounces towards the end. You know, some of the flicks from Murphy could end up in the net just as easy on another day. So
yeah, you struggled in the first half. They had a lot of the ball. I think they had 8 wides in the first half. How come it didn't just quite click for you? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
I'm not even sure how, you know, just we weren't winning breaks, just things weren't coming our way. Any ball that did break, just it ended up in their hands, and you know, they were straight down. There was a wee bit of a wind that it probably didn't seem like it for the ones watching, but there was a wee bit of a wind. And so it's Glenswilly, they're set up well, they press well, that's what they're known for, their tactics and all, and it just worked. And then the second half we kind of got the grips of it at half time, we talked about it, and then second half then we got our wee purple patch and we made hay.
Yeah, a great 70 seconds at the start of the second half. Were there harsh words in the dressing room, or for an experienced side like yourselves, is it relatively calm in there these days?
Yes, you know what, it's we know what we needed to do. You know, there's no point roaring and shouting at each other because we knew what went wrong. Everyone knew what went wrong. We just knew what we had to do to get it right. You know, there's just going back to the basics of what we want to do and how we want to play. And you know, it paid off in the second half. You know, but maybe it's something we need to just look at now, the slow start in the first half. But Glenswilly and all their championship games have had that fast start. You know, they went 5 points up against us in Glenswilly. They went 4 points up against Glenfinn. You know, so it's just maybe something to look at for coming into next weekend. You know, it's not long, but it's something we can look at.
Yeah, some big scores in there from maybe unlikely sources, I suppose, not John O'Malley, but perhaps AJ Gallagher and Owen Wade. But when you needed them, just put that wee bit of daylight between the sides.
Yeah, once we got in front, you know, not that we were comfortable, but we always had that arm's length. You know, that's why they were creeping up on us, and we managed to get a point. Managed to get a point there, get a 2 points or 3 points. We'd manage just to tip over one again. As like you said, AJ. You know, AJ is well fit to do that. You know, the likes of Wade coming there from deep at the end. You know, every man chips in, and every man's comfortable on the ball. So it's just, you know, it's all about playing to how we want to play and doing what we want to do.
And a nice little man of the match award for yourself. You take that one?
I'll take it. I'd say Kieran won't be too happy, but I'll take it.
And come here, just finally, a big semi-final next week, a chance to get back into the county final. You were there last year in the county final. It didn't go right, so I'm sure you'd be mad to get back in there again.
Yeah, you know, I think it was said that the last time we weren't in the semi-final was 2013. So, you know, it's just about getting back to this point every year. You know, in a semi-final, it's a cliche in football, but nobody knows what can happen. You know, you get into a final, that's another day, but in a semi-final is the one where you don't want to lose, because when you do, like we've lost some, you know, it's nearly sicker than a final because you missed out on that chance to get to the final. So the three teams now waiting on us now to do in the draw. You know, it doesn't really matter who gets who. You know, the four teams know each other. We've played each other all down through the years in finals and semi-finals. So it'll be two good games, and then hopefully two good, or a good final then.